Good morning and praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Let us open our Bible and read Ruth chapter 2 verses 1 to 23. The book of Ruth chapter 2 verses 1 to 23. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers amongst the sheaves. So she came and had continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not my daughter? Go not to glen and other field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men, that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knowest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thy handmaidens. But Boaz said unto her, at mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and lead them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had received after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that he did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, the man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, blessed be he of the Lord, who had not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, the man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabitess said, he said unto me also, thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of the barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we received from him. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we have received to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us that's written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for the good health, for all those things in our lives that comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God, as he said in his word. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess and repent of your anger, laziness, the work of flesh, your bad stewardship, and bad example, non-willingness to serve God, wasting time on the media, and whatever sin you are doing. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble down before you to cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross. For us, we come in your presence with clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions, where God said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, we thank you for answering our petitions and giving us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to do your will, and the plan to their families. We pray you give them wisdom, how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, a stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have a good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husband. We pray for each wife to unite with her husband to do your will in the affairs of their family. Lord, we pray for the youths and the children to protect them from the works of the enemy, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to stop wasting time on the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing unto your sight. Lord, help the children and the youths to persevere in the discipline of their parents, and that they will serve you, continue to do your works in your will. Lord, we pray that you continue to help and aid all the single parents in the church to raise their children in the fear of God. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you give to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes, so we can continue to receive our salaries on time, and so we give what is due for you. Lord, we pray to help us to be a noble vessels of your blessing to the people around us by preaching your word to them, and by our good example for them, by submitting to our superiors and working diligently. For our service is not to please men, but to please you, O God, for the fulfillment of your word, that our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify you, our Father in heaven. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are serving, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we earnestly ask your help to provide and sustain them and encourage them through your word. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give job and income to those who are jobless, and wisdom and solutions to those in trials, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people in our countries back home, and those whom we met daily in the streets, and the markets, in our working places, to be saved. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, to believe and lead by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their life to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for you and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, and Tanzania. Let us pray for the favor of God that he will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, we pray for your salvation to flow to a new people in those countries, that they will know you. Lord, we commit ourselves to preach the gospel to them. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow the rules and regulations as we abide in your command to us. Lord, protect your church, sustain and provide all the needs in those places for your glory, so your work will continue to be done. Lord, bless all those places, so we, your church, will be blessed. Lord, reduce the price of the rent, water, electricity, internet, telephone calls, petrol, gas, and tax in all those places the church reach. Lord, uphold us, enable us to continue to reach new people, preach the gospel to them, and teach them how to live according to your word. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you enable us to spread the gospel in other places, to new cities, towns, villages, countries, new languages, and new ethnic groups. Lord, we pray that you bless the church school, the church banking, the church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publications, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to impart to them your word and the true way how to live and righteousness and holiness. In Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for a revival and unity among us. Lord, bestow on us spiritual gifts that we need to teach them your ways and to heal the sick, to evangelize, to declare to them your will. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for the backsliders to repent and to come back to you and to your church. Lord, lead us to reach out those who are willing to come back to you and to the church. Let us pray for our service. Lord, we lift up into your hand our service today. Bless every item of our service. Bless our prayer, our worship songs, and the givings. Lord, anoint the speaker and give us your word that we need and speak for us. Lord, bless also our recording to reach the rest of the church congregations, workers, members, and families, and the lost, and to have the fruits that you desire to see. Lord, hear our prayers for your name's sake, that your name will be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now stand and praise and worship the Lord.
Praise God. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5 and verse 18. In everything, give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God wants us to give thanks to him. And he did not say in every good thing. He said everything, whether good or bad. We need to give thanks. I know some of you are having troubles. You have have struggling difficulties, but still you have still more good things to say to God, thank you. Count your blessing. God has blessed you much. And in spite of all your trials, still your condition far better than millions in the world. I remember very well, 25 years ago, one time in the morning, I wake up to go to my work, so I went to take shower. And in the middle of taking shower, the water stopped. And I say, Lord, why? And he said to me at the same moment, have you given me thanks in every day you are taking a shower? I say, Lord, forgive me. There are a lot of things we need to give thanks to God. And you know, when he say in everything, even in bad time and difficult time, the meaning of giving thanks is that you are a humble person and you are willing to go along God's terms and conditions. Yes, oh God, we think. Let's take 1 minute to give thanks to God. Start to give thanks to the Lord for all the good things that he has done to you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for my good health, for my family, for my wife, for my son, for my daughter, for the water, for the bed, for the food, for the bread, for the joy, the peace, for the prayers. And Lord, above all, to be in your presence, oh God. Millions in this world, they don't have the privilege to worship you. Yes, oh God. I come before you, Lord, today. And there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I come before you today,
and there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me. For all the blessing that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I'll bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Done in my life, you took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh God. We praise your holy name. I will come to you with an open heart.
Let me sacrifice of praise. I have seen your power in the holy place. And I have known your mighty ways. I will remember your mercy, Lord, your faithfulness, Lord, your goodness, and your love will follow me. Oh, God is of my life, I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever.
I will remember mercy,
Lord, your faithfulness, Lord, your goodness, and your love will follow me. Oh, the days of my life, I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever.
Lord, your goodness,
and then your love. All the days of my life, I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever, always and forever,
always and forever. Yes, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Lord, I come to you.
Let my heart be changed in you. Flowing from the grace that I found in Lord, I come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love.
Hold me close, oh God.
Hold me close. Let your love surround me, bring me near, draw me to your side, and as I wait, I rise up like the eagle. Soar with you, your spirit leads me on in the power of your love.
Lord, unveil my eyes.
Lord, unveil my eyes. Let me see your face to face. The knowledge show your love as you live in me. Lord, renew my mind as your way unfolds in my life, in living every day. In the power of your love, Holy Ghost, let your love surround me.
Jesus, for your love and your care and your embrace and your touch. Thank you for the filling of the Holy Spirit, God, in your presence. Thank you for the revival, the inspiration, for the healing, for the miracles, for the salvation. Thank you for the cross, Lord Jesus, that you died for us. You shed your blood. Your body hung on the cross for our sins to give us eternal life.
Thank you for the cross, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail pierced hand. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I owe, your forgiveness and grace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. Crown you now with me.
Yes, oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the great sacrifice that you did for us. Give us eternal life. We adore you. We worship you. We magnify your name, your great God. There is no one like you, Lord. Lord, anoint the rest of our worship, oh God, as we sit in your presence. Lord, minister to us with your words. Cleanse us. Teach us your ways. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Let us now collect our tithes in offering and first fruit to God. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Lord God, we bless your word that you gave to us, O God, to command us, Lord. And as we give our offering and tithes and first fruit to you, Lord, bless your word, O God. Bless your people. Thank you for the everything, O God, for you are the source of everything, O God. Give us more, Lord, wisdom, Lord, how to be a good steward to all the resources entrusted to us, O God. And may this money, O Lord God, will bless and aid the help and help the poor, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis, our overseer, entitled The Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper. Open your Bibles in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 14 to 20. Luke, chapter 22, verses 14 to 20, King James Version. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with a heart full of gratitude. Lord, we come to remember Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and the new covenant in his blood. Lord, help us to examine our hearts and Lord, strengthen our faith and love for you. Lord, keep us people as we are awaits for your coming. In Jesus' name, amen. We do the Lord's Supper, and we practice that because the Lord commanded us and said, this do in remembrance of me. So we not only need to remember and do the Lord's Supper for the Lord who gave his body and shed his blood for our lives, but we need also to remember and do the whole commands of God and the instructions of the Lord. Therefore, it is not correct to observe the Lord's Supper, but forgetting the rest of God's word and his commands. For this reason, only the disciples who are following God wholeheartedly, they are invited to the Lord's Supper. Therefore, we need to practice the Lord's Supper with the disciples and not with the crowd. Jesus invited his disciples, his apostles, and they were his workers to take the Lord's Supper. What is the meaning of the Lord's Supper? The bread represents the body of the Lord. "This is my body, which is given for you." And the cup represents the New Testament or the New Covenant with the blood of Jesus. "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed before you." John chapter 6, verses 53 to 55. John chapter 6, verses 53 to 55. "Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed." When Jesus said, "Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you," some people, they misunderstand that when they think that when they are taking the Lord's Supper, they are having eternal life. That is not correct. To understand what is the Lord's Supper, we need to understand what is the body of Jesus and his blood is. John chapter 1, verse 1. John chapter 1, verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Word of God was with God, and the Word was God. And in John chapter 1, verse 14, we can read. John chapter 1, verse 14. "And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh, and that is Jesus Christ, the living Word." So when Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 53, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you." He means, unless you take the Word of God and lives on it, then you will have no life. And that is why Jesus said, John chapter 6, verse 56. John chapter 6, verse 56. "He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him." It means, if we are living on his word and by obeying them, then we remain in him and he in us. Therefore, we feed and live on God's word, remaining in him and he in us through his word, and we practice the Lord's Supper, declaring this truth in our lives. Let us ponder on the following points about the Lord's Supper. Number one, the Lord's Supper represents the sacrifice. When we eat the bread, we are reminded of Jesus, who came down to earth as a man and offered his body to us. He was born as a Son of God. He served mankind as human and did miracles being God. When we drink the cup, we are reminded of the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Before Jesus, in the Old Testament, the people could not come directly to God because of sin. But by the blood of Jesus, we receive the new covenant. Because without the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission." We now can come boldly to the throne of God's grace because Jesus had paid the price. He became the sacrifice for our sins. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Moreover, the Lord's Supper is not a tradition, but a command to do as Jesus said, this do in remembrance of me. Hence, we should not take it lightly, but ought to take the Lord's Supper after we examine ourselves and assured that our sins are forgiven by believing who Jesus is and by coming to him with repented heart. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 28 to 29. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 28 to 29. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Awareness of sin move us to repentance as we acknowledge the sacrifice of Jesus for our sins and valuing his suffering on the cross for us to save us. But if you are not willing to repent, better for you not to take the Lord's Supper, because in doing so, you are bringing judgment on yourself. We, as Church of God, we recommend that the Lord's Supper to be given only to the disciples, those who had been water baptized and committed themselves to follow Christ wholeheartedly. Therefore, we do not recommend the Lord's Supper to the crowd who have not yet committed their lives and heart to God. We recommend the Lord's Supper for those who commit their lives to God, to Christ, to the Word of God, and to do their responsibilities carefully toward God, their families, and toward God's church. Number two, the Lord's Supper proclaims that Jesus died. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. The glory of Jesus was not only seen by the miracles he did or he is doing. His glory was manifested when he died on the cross, raised from the dead, and ascended unto heaven. This is the truth. Jesus died on the cross to redeem us from sin and death. We proclaim this as we share together the bread and the cup. Jesus is God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he became man to share humanity with the children of God. He died on the cross to destroy Satan who holds the power of death. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 15. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 15. Forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Number three, the Lord's Supper proclaims the Lord's second coming. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. The Lord Jesus said, Matthew chapter 26, verse 29. Matthew chapter 26, verse 29. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Jesus had ascended unto heaven, but he will come again as he said, John chapter 14, verse 3. John chapter 14, verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. We all wait for the second coming of the Lord, and we all will be judged at his coming. Daniel chapter 12 verse 2. Daniel chapter 12 verse 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. We who believe in Jesus and obey his words, our names are written in the book of life. Revelation chapter 20 verse 15. Revelation chapter 20 verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. As we partake the bread and the cup, we proclaim that we are waiting and ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to take us with him. Therefore, you really need to be ready if you want to be part of the Lord's Supper. Are you ready for the second coming of the Lord? Prepare yourself and be ready. Number four, the Lord's Supper represents our continuous fellowship with God. When we receive Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, we spiritually open our hearts for him to come in. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. The Lord Jesus is now with God the Father, but the Holy Spirit, whom he sent, is continuously with us and in us, and we are in continuous fellowship with him. While we obey God's word, the Holy Spirit is honored, Jesus is glorified, and God the Father is magnified. Number five, the Lord's Supper emphasizes our fellowship with one another. Living in the presence of God produces unity among believers and promotes obedience to God's word. We cannot live without fellowship or away from the church. Besides reading the Bible and praying, we need to be part of the church, the body of Christ, in order for us to grow and mature spiritually. And as the early Christians did that, Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. The Lord's Supper is parallel to the Passover lamb that God had asked Moses and the Israelites to observe and keep. The Passover lamb is the shadow of what had to come later on. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and his death on the cross and his blood that was shed to redeem us from our sins, we have eternal life. And we are commanded to do the Lord's Supper as the Israelites were commanded to observe the Passover lamb. For Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb who was sacrificed for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 28. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 28. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Moses observed the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood. The Lord commanded Moses and Aaron to observe the following in regard to the Passover. Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 13. Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 13. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the house and if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And ye shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses, wherein ye shall eat it. And ye shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I say the blood, I will pass over you, and the flag shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Moses and the people of God in Egypt believe that as they will put the blood on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses where they ate the lambs, will be saved from death. We are saved from death by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. But you need to observe that Moses and the people with him, they did not only observe putting the blood, but they also ate the lamb. As for our lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, the living word, then you need not only to believe, but to partake and live according to the word of God, for Jesus is the living word of God. For Moses and the Israelites, there were regulations they needed to observe before taking the Passover. Exodus chapter 12. Verses 43 to 51. Exodus chapter 12, verses 43 to 51. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, This is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof, but every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and an hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten, that shalt not carry forth oath of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the self same day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. Letter A. There shall no stranger eat thereof. Exodus chapter 12, verse 43. We should know the people's life. We should know the people's life well before we invite them to the Lord's Supper. We do the Lord's Supper with the disciples only. Letter B. Exodus 12:44. Exodus 12:44. But every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. Speaking about circumcision is the circumcision of the heart, to live away from the sinful nature. Only those who observe to live in holiness should receive the Lord's Supper. If you still live in sin and not willing to repent, better not to take the Lord's Supper. Letter C. Exodus chapter 12, verse 45. Exodus chapter 12, verse 45. A foreigner and an hired servant shall not eat thereof. Those who are not part of the ministry should take it with their own churches and ministries. Paid workers and ministers are not the ideal for our service to God. Ministry is not a paid job to be fulfilled. It is a calling and commitment and cannot be considered a job and employment. Letter D, Exodus chapter 12, verse 46. Exodus chapter 12, verse 46. And in one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house. The head of the house is the responsible person to know every person in his household. Before he let him or her involved in the Lord's Supper, today the committed and faithful workers are the members of God's household who are invited to the Lord's Supper. Letter E, Exodus 12:46. Exodus 12:46, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. No command of God to be broken. You should observe all the commands of God and abide with his instructions. Letter F, Exodus 12:47. Exodus 12:47, all the congregation of Israel shall keep it. Every believer is responsible to make himself available and live in holiness so he can take part in the Lord's Supper. Those who are not willing to commit their lives fully to God, the church should not include them to take the Lord's Supper. Letter G, Exodus chapter 12, verses 48 to 49. Exodus chapter 12, verses 48 to 49. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as one that is born in the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Holiness and commitment to live according to the word of God and bringing the gospel to our families and households is the rule for all those who want to take part of the Lord's Supper. For the church today, the Lord's Supper is like the Passover celebration, and all the disciples should observe holiness and living according to the word of God and committing themselves for Christ's mission to preach the gospel, before partaking the Lord's Supper. In Ezra chapter 6, verses 19 to 21, we can read how Israel observed the Passover to the Israelites. Only those who which were come again out of captivity, and all such as had separated themselves unto them from the filthiness of the heathen of the land to seek the Lord God of Israel did it. They were included. Ezra chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. Ezra chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. And the children of the captivity kept the Passover upon the 14th day of the first month. For the priests and the Levites were purified together. All of them were pure and killed the Passover for all the children of the captivity and for their brethren, the priests, and for themselves. And the children of Israel, which were come again out of captivity, and all such as had separated themselves unto them from the filthiness of the heathen of the land, to seek the Lord God of Israel, did it. Those who had taken part in the Passover, they had the following. Number one, were come again out of captivity. It means they had been released from their bondages. People who are still smoking, drinking, still telling lies, cheating, or doing immoral things, they should not be invited to the Lord's Supper. They need to be set free first from sin, then they can join us in taking the Lord's Supper. Number two, had separated themselves unto them from the filthiness of the heathen of the land. It means they are no more worldly and living in sin or following worldly practices as the non-believers. Those who desire to take the Lord's Supper, they should no more desire to watch TV, YouTubes, movies, desire to go to parties, spending much, having wrong friends, making worldly affairs, etc. Number three, to seek the Lord. It means they move away from the old life of sin and darkness toward the light and start to draw near to God by seeking to do His will and doing His work and serve Him. Therefore, we as a church need to practice the Lord's Supper only with the disciples whom we know well. They are living on His word. The Lord's Supper should not be open to the crowd, the public, and to everyone in our church meeting. Only those whom we know, they are following and practicing God's word, then we need to invite. We do the Lord's Supper once in a year in a separate meeting, and we do invite the disciples only. The church should observe that the Lord's Supper should be done in a worthy manner. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Those who are water baptized and have committed their lives to serve the Lord and walk according to His word, they are invited to the Lord's table. As we come to know what is the bread and the cup, the element of the Lord's Supper, and as we come to realize the importance of our willingness to live on His word and practice it before we take part in the Lord's table, then we need to find out what was the food of Jesus and what He was living on. In John chapter 4, while Jesus was sharing God's word to a sinful woman, His disciples approached Him to eat with them. The food they brought from a nearby town. Jesus told them, John chapter 4, verse 32. John chapter 4, verse 32. But He said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. And then He told them, John chapter 4, verse 34. John chapter 4, verse 34, Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Therefore, as we are taking the Lord's Supper, we need to take part of Jesus' food in doing God's will and to finish the work of God, to go on forward in living holy life, preaching the gospel, and making new disciples and training new workers. But even with the above measures to invite those whom we know, they are committed to God, we may not be correct in our decision because we are not God, and we may not know well what in every person's heart and what is the secret of their personal lives. So every person whom we invite for the Lord's Supper, finally, he is still accountable to repent and turn from sin if he or she has a hidden sin in his or her life. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 28 to 29. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 28 to 29. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread, and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Christ, when he invited his apostles, Judas was one of them. The disciples did not know that he was a thief, and he was planning to betray the Lord. The disciples were not aware of his spiritual condition, but the Lord who invited him possibly was giving him a chance to repent, but he was not willing. So in the same way, when we invite the people whom we know they are disciples and they are serving the Lord with us, still we may not be able to discover their secret sins. So they are accountable to God to allow the Holy Spirit to examine them and to repent of their sins. Therefore, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 28 to 29. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 28 to 29. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That we need to make it very clear when we invite our disciples to the Lord's Supper. We need to explain to them everything, and we need to make them understand that they are accountable to the Lord to repent of whatever sin they are hiding. What we are telling here is this: if we are invited to the Lord's Supper, that is all because God so loves us, and our response to God's love is to repent from our sins and to live our lives for Him. Holiness should be the standard for our lives and being. Then we can take part in the Lord's Supper. Many, they took the Lord's Supper, thinking the Lord's Supper can save them. This is not correct. Christ's blood can save us and is the atonement for our sins when we repent. Receiving Christ and living up to His word, doing His will and finishing His work is our qualifications for the Lord's Supper. My instruction and advice to you, if you are in sin and you are not willing to repent, then better not to take, so you will not bring in judgment on yourself. My dear and beloved, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Come now to the Lord and repent and renounce all your sins. Commit yourself to the principles that we had learned from this word, from his word in this message. Examine yourself. Allow the Holy Spirit to examine you and repent of your sins. Lord, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, I confess and renounce the following sins from my life. Lord, I commit myself to live according to your word, to do your will, and to serve you, and to finish the work that you entrusted me to do. Luke chapter 22, verses 19 to 20. Luke chapter 22, verses 19 to 20. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it, and gave unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given to you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Lord, thank you for your body that was given and hung on the cross for us. Lord, thank you for your blood that was shed on the cross for our sins to give us eternal life. Lord, sanctify this element of the bread and the cup. Lord, sanctify us true and true, body, soul, and spirit. As we are committing ourselves to live our lives for you and to serve you. The bread represent the body of Jesus Christ, who was given and broken and hung on the cross for us. And the cup of the New Testament represents the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. When you are ready, come and take the bread and the cup and keep it with you so we can take them together. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take it, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Let us partake the bread. After the same manner, also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Let us partake the cup. Lord, we thank you for your great sacrifice on the cross, that you die on the cross for our sins to give us eternal life. Lord, thank you for the ordinance of the Lord's Supper and this fellowship that we had with you. Thank you for your suffering and for your body that was hung on the cross and your blood that was shed for our sins. Lord, hold us with your grace, preserve us, protect us, and provide for us that we will continue to serve you, living in your will and finishing your works until you come and take us to heaven. Lord, thank you for your word that taught us about the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to do that in remembrance of you. Lord, we commit ourselves to live in holiness, away from sin, separating ourselves from the sinful practices of this world. Lord, we commit ourselves to be responsible to keep this ordinance of the Lord's Supper and practice it in a worthy manner. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins, committing their lives to you to go on and serve you, and who took part in the Lord's Supper. Lord, protect them and provide for them to continue to serve you.
Thank you for the cross, Lord.
Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. What is the love?
Bless us as a church and help us to implement fully your will and finishing your work and living according to your word. Lord, help us so that we will continue to teach what's in accord to your word and to implement what we learn in this message in the life of the church and our families and disciples. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit once again and give us the spiritual gift to go on and serve you, reaching the lost. Lord, go before us and help us to evangelize, making new disciples and training new workers to go and plant new congregation and new Bible studies for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
I will come to you with an open heart and bring a sacrifice of praise. I have seen your power in the holy place, and I have known your mighty ways. I will remember your mercy, and Lord, your faithfulness. The Lord, your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever. I will remember your mercy and Lord, your faithfulness. Lord, your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever. Lord, your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever. Always and forever.